In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to continue with the 24th chapter of St. Matthew. Verse 29, immediately after the suffering of those days, persecutions, sicknesses, persecutions are happening now in Africa. People are dying for Jesus. In Asia, people are dying for Jesus. The sun will be darkened, and the moon not give its light. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. I say it's the cross. And when all the tribes of the earth will mourn, they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power, great, and glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call. And they will gather the elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Are you one of the elect? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus? Then you're one of the elect. You have no fear. All these things will happen. All these things will happen. He said that not one stone upon another would be in Jerusalem in the temple. That happened in the year 70. I tell you, when Jesus says something, it's going to happen. When Jesus says something, it's going to happen. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things, persecutions, things happening in the skies, sicknesses, earthquakes, when you see these things happening, so also when you see these things, you know that he is near, the Lord, even at the gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. All these things, persecutions, things happening in the heavens, sicknesses, earthquakes. When you see all these things happen, look up, because he's even at the gates. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will the coming of the Son of Man be. There will be two in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know. You do not know when your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of a house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have his house broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. He asks us to persevere in faith till the end, perseverance in faith. Who then is the faithful and wise slave whom his master has put in charge of his household to give other slaves their allowance of food at the proper time. Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Blessed be us who are doing evangelical work, bringing people into the kingdom when that happens. It's all about bringing people into the kingdom. I've told you that Father Tom catches the fish by the grace of God, and Jesus cleanses the fish, cleans them out. Blessed is that slave whom the pastor will find, whom the master will find at work when he arrives. Truly, I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if the wicked slave says to himself, my master is delayed, and he begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour when he does not know. He will cut him to pieces and put him with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. We need to persevere in faith. We need to persevere in praise and in thanksgiving. We need to persevere because it's all about perseverance to the end. All these things will happen. Why will they happen? Because Jesus said they will happen. Chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 of them were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. The wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. The bridegroom is delayed, but he's coming again. He's coming again. He's coming again. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out and meet him." Middle Eastern weddings are not about the bride. They're about the bridegroom. I've told you that before, that we were at Cana in Galilee, and there was a real wedding going along. And they invited us in. People were dancing and singing, but there was no bridegroom. I said, "Where's the groom? I have got the bride." "Oh, he's getting ready to meet his bride." I tell you, Jesus is getting ready to meet his bride, those who have surrendered to him, those who are in the church that has surrendered to him. "Come out and meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet. Are you ready? Are you ready? Have you persevered in faith? Are you going to confession? Are you ready? And the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came, also saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Lord, truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the hour nor the day." Persevere. Persevere in faith. Persevere in love. Oh, yes. We're on the 14th verse, chapter 25 of Matthew. "For it is, if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them, the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away, and the one who had received 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had made 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents, since I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Let me tell you this. The talents that people are given today are people. How many people are you bringing into the church? How many people are you bringing into the kingdom? How many people are you bringing with yourself? Yes, with yourself. It's not about you. It's about you finding people that are desperate. I received a call yesterday from a desperate person, and I made an appointment with the desperate person. She was desperate, and the Lord knows she's desperate, but the Lord's going to fix her in the name of Jesus. "I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one who made 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talents in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow, that I gathered where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who had 10 talents. For in all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But all those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for the worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I tell you, we want to bring people into the kingdom. The world is upside down. Its message is children can change their sex. They can't take an aspirin in school, but they can change their sex. This is real. This is real. We have abortion on demand in Massachusetts. All these things. I just heard that there are 2 women who have their babies, thanks be to God, and they're going to a conference or a supper to show their babies off in Jesus' name. Verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, that's Jesus, and with all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. I remember being in Jerusalem, and it was Friday, and it was the day that they brought in the sheep and the goats, and I saw them being separated. Jesus is talking about something that they understand. He will separate the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. Do you give food to those that are hungry? I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When was it when we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? When was it when we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did this to one of the least of my members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Why? I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, you did not welcome me. I was naked, and you did not give me clothing. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and thirsty, a stranger, naked or sick, in prison, and did not care for you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. In season and out of season, sponsors a food bank for the homeless. Oh yes, we go out every Saturday with food to feed the homeless. Oh yes, we want to feed Jesus, because we know that in feeding the homeless, we are feeding Jesus. Chapter 26. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, you know that after 2 days of the Passover is coming, the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. They conspired to arrest Jesus and to kill him. But they said, not during the festival, or there might be a riot among the people. Jesus did nothing but good, and they want to kill him. It's like that today, in Africa, in Asia, in Russia. Not so in America yet. We have not gone so far as to bleed for Jesus, but it's coming. You say, but it's not worthy. Jesus is meek and mild. Jesus is a warrior, and he wants a people that are for himself, that are surrendered for himself. Verse 6 of chapter 26. Now while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment, and she poured it on his head as she sat at table. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said, why this waste? For the ointment could have been sold for a large sum of money, and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, why do you trouble the woman? She has performed a good service for me, for you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. By pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the good news, the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. What have you done for Jesus? What have you done for Jesus today? Are you praying for the persecuted Christians? Everyone can do that. Can you go outside an abortion mill and pray the rosary? Oh, people can do that. You can do little things for Jesus, and he counts them as great things. Have you visited someone who's sick? I remember when I was just converted, I was having a hard time, and I went to the nursing home, and I asked somebody at the nursing home, I want to visit someone who has no visitors. And we became friends. She was blind. We became friends, and I kept on going back, kept on going back, kept on going back. I did it for Jesus. I did it for Jesus. I didn't know at the time, but I know now I did it for Jesus. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, Judas began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. We don't want to be like Judas. We don't want to be like Peter, who denied him 3 times. We want to be the sheep who have helped people, who have brought people to Christ. We want to be the sheep. You might say, I don't know how to bring people to Christ. Well, share the good news. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16 is the good news. Share it with somebody, that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Proclaim the good news to people. They need to hear good news. You know, Maria, when she went to her first prayer meeting, she says, I knew God was there. I said, how? She said, the people were all smiling. I never found smiling Catholics. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? I never found smiling Catholics. That was her conversion story. She stayed and made the Life in the Spirit seminar. And now, at this very moment, she's in Africa preaching the good news to the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.